You need to stop for a while, for a while. Maybe more than a while. You need to stop for a while, for a while. Maybe more than a while.
Hi, Angelie, our Youth Link representative. Give us an update. What's been happening? What's going on? Where are you guys at?
Where are we at? Still preparing for the August 12th events and the exhibition and contacting all the people, putting them in place, seeing what we can fit in the exhibition. Currently, I am going to be sending emails to all of the people who are outside of Orville.
Have you had any response so far already for participation?
Yes, I don't really take part in the email, like the Youth Link email. I would do whatever I say, like what I was about to say, was that I'm going to contact all these people, young people outside of Orville who were here once, who might be coming back, who might never come back, I don't know, and who do things like videos and, you know, performances that were filmed or music that can be aired, and contact them to send in some stuff that we can put on with a projector and some speakers.
So explain this event. It's not just for selling, it's just for showing all the talent, or is also to generate income?
It's also to generate income, but not for the Youth Link, for the individuals. So if there's an artist...
Okay, so it's an opportunity for them to generate some income within the youth context.
Yeah, cool. Just for like an event, like, here, come, sell your stuff, show people what it is, show its like worth in whatever manner you want to show its worth, whether it's money that you want, whether it's some sort of exchange, whether it's just recognition, we can give them space to do that and really make a bomb out of it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It'll be 3 days of like... real event where it's like performances and, you know, the farmers market and all of that going on. 3 days between the 12th and the 19th, and then that whole week will be like just the exhibition is open from whatever hours we choose in Kalakendra, and maybe also some stuff outside. We'll see.
Great. And what else is happening? You had other areas, education, housing. Is there any updates in that?
Education, housing. Well, I'm still going on with my apprenticeship thing.
Have you gotten a new response? Tell us about that.
About that? Well.
Well, I mean, about what does it feel like? What do? Do you go over to the...
From, like, where we started to where we are?
Yeah. Well, we know where... We know that you guys want to create more apprenticeships and you're going to
I'm talking about the detailed process that we're taking to start
this
whole program.
Tell us.
Did I tell you that last time?
I'm not sure. I'll let you know if I do.
Okay. Don't want any overlapping. So, we started... We chose a few different categories to focus on because they're easier. I think I did say this last time, anyway. And that was carpentry, green work, metal work, and food production, food-related topics. And now we're focusing for this week until we finish the whole, like, syllabus on green work, green practices, green, you know, in the field of green work, basically. And what we're going to do now is have a meeting with all the people who will be hosting an apprenticeship on Thursday morning, hopefully. That would be with Joss from Chandikulam, Paul from Botanical Gardens, Green Care, it will either be Anadi, Viria, Julian, Jonas, like that. What else do we have? Forest Group. Yeah. And I need to now write up an email to circulate to the forest group so that...
So you'll be meeting with all of these people that are involved in green work and you will be asking them what?
Yes. So we're going to meet up and talk about... I've already interviewed all of them and got, like, details on the scope of knowledge that they have and the way they can apply themselves and just what they need from an apprenticeship regarding prerequisites and, you know, like, anything really, characteristic qualities as well, even. And, we've already interviewed them on a lot of things. There was like 12 questions in the end. So we're going to come together with all of this information from each person, put it together, discuss which specific fields of green work we can focus on, who can teach what, delegate the topic so that there's no overlapping information. Make a syllabus, a schedule, see what everybody can do, basically.
So you're already matching young adults... to the job. Would there be like a website where this information will be able to be accessed?
Discussing, because it's both Orville Campus Initiative and the Youth Link who are doing it, we're going to be either putting it for now just on the Orville Campus Initiative website because they have a setup and we don't at the Youth Link. And then hopefully maybe we can make it like a shared page that'll link to both from the Youth Link and the Orville Campus Initiative to the same spot so that it's not like one is updated, one is not, and da-da-da. It's just the same thing for each.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it'll be like that.
Okay, so now you're working with the green work, and then afterwards you have carpentry and you have food production.
The next we're going to go into carpentry and food production. We've already got Mark from Coffee Ideas, who is very enthusiastic. He even wrote up his own syllabus, which needs a bit of a brush up, but it's still like good motive, I thought. And Daniel from Wild Yeast.
Oh yeah, the good bread.
Good bread and good everything if he wants it to be. It's really tasty stuff. So we're going to put them together and come up with a syllabus for that as one of the topics from food related. We're waiting for Martina to get back. A lot of people have been gone because it's summer, so it's like really difficult.
It's hard to get a full idea of who is and all is participating.
Exactly. That's
at this
what green work. Everybody just came back from green work like within the last week, so finally we're like, okay, let's make a meeting. No, we're ready.
Okay, so tell me a little bit. You've started your this is your second meeting, I assume, as a BCC member. How's that going?
My first one as a BCC member, the first one, the second one in total.
That's right. So how's that going?
What
are your impressions of it? Is it strange? Does it feel like Oroville? Does it not feel like Oroville? Does it feel like...
Does it feel like Oroville? What does Oroville feel like?
Well,
it feels like it's very unprofessional in a sense, you know, which is somehow comforting sometimes because there's not all of this...
But also alarming.
Like, also very alarming, yeah, exactly. It's really... I was very surprised. Didn't really know what to expect when I got in there. I mean, I was hearing all of these things from different people and lots of laughs about it. Like, whoa, you're on the BCC, have fun. The chairman basically tells you who's allowed to talk and when we need to change topics. So there's a chairman who does that, and then there's a secretary, and they're both really on the ball, but there's just so many people. Like yesterday, how many people were, like 15, 16 people around this table? And that's a lot of voices and a lot of like overpowering egos and opinions and all of these things that even a good chairman would probably get a little bit like overwhelmed, you know?
Mm.
I think, yeah. Maybe it's because everybody else is representing a group that they already have so much work that they're doing. They're not fully interested in what's going on.
That was always my sense.
Within the BCC, yeah. Like, each person there is a representative of what they're doing in another field.
They can't do the job that they need to do properly because they're already busy with the other job that they're representing.
Exactly.
I found that in all of the groups, actually.
I thought that was a bit
it's very silly.
Unthought out.
Yeah, the idea of this representing... It's actually not working. Mm-hmm. I mean, because there's so much work that needs to be done within that function.
Yeah, I'm guessing that the reason why they're all representing is so that the information is kept really clear and that everybody who's there has first-hand knowledge that they can apply.
Yeah, but then who's doing the work of thinking?
Yeah, exactly. And then who's doing the work of thinking? Also, then you can't be fully concentrated on one field because you're constantly split up. That the only thing I think that could really help is the communication between each group just needs to be transparent and straight up. And then you can have people who aren't representing another group working in one group and another one even. You can have different people there with a clear line of communication.
Well,
they're all on the same thread. Maybe you can have a few people overlapping here and there, but not the whole group.
Or then we need to add a few people from completely disenfranchised group representing them in the BCC. So they can say, hey, no, for me on a maintenance, this is what I'm going through. Or, hey, no, for me, you know, maybe then we need much more representations.
Yeah, from the community side.
Yeah, and then somebody who has only the spiritual point of view needs to be there only doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, or somebody... Or a small group.
Do you think there's a lot of people in Oroville, though, from the community side, like, whatever, representing the community at large? Do you think there's a lot of people that would be interested in joining one of these groups and listening to all of this bickering and, you know?
No, that's a large part of the problem.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
why there's always...
That's why there's all of those people, the same people everywhere, is because they're the only ones interested and the only ones who are, like, personally living comfortable lives that they're all satisfied with. I mean... Everybody there has it easy. I mean, well, easy.
It appears that way.
It appears that way, yeah. But also,
I
mean, compared to, like,
also.
Everywhere else in the world, I mean, there's so many people in Oroville who have it, like, yeah, I get to go to Europe every year, and, you know, na-na-na-na-na. Like, oh, man, we got it really good here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then, I don't know, what do you...
Well, that's the thing. And that's a separate issue.
How do you think we could trigger the community to be more interested in becoming part of, like, administrative Oroville?
I think that's a combination of two things. I think that's a combination of proper information
and
also having some vision. And right now, it's only firefighting. There's really, the vision is sort of far in the background. Oh, you know, it's like some vague utopian idea, moneyless economy and all. But that's not coming into the reality. Like, no, we want a service, or I don't need to make... See, I don't need to have money if the carpenter shows up and fixes the thing, or if you know, if I can afford the services I need, then I personally don't need to be wealthy to be living in Oroville. I don't mind not being able to go out every year and all, because I'm not interested in putting so much energy into business. I'm much more interested in services, and that's what interests me. So, but if I can't manage on my service, just doing living on the service, then, and this is what Oroville should be. Oroville shouldn't be here for people who want to make money. Oroville should be for people who want to be in Oroville. Mm-hmm. And so then we start creating services, like a good painting service, like a good, which gives jobs to people, which gives, which keeps the economy, the work within Oroville. Okay, some things need to be bought, some things need to be purchased, so money still has to be invented. And I'm glad some people want to spend all their time doing business, and I don't mind them living a little bit higher than my means, because I'm not interested in that. Mm. But should they be dictating policy? I think not. Mm. You know?
Or should they be the only ones dictating policy? Mm. Not the only ones, but yeah.
What's going on in the youth center these days? You guys are doing...
Change of topic. Lots is going on. I was just there chiseling and hammering away. It's really fun. We're making the game room still.
Yeah.
That's what like most of our work has been on in the past few weeks. Every day there's always people there and wall mudding and making, yeah, everybody make like little platforms on the top to hang out and store things, and a massive door. Today we're working on a door that's huge, like 2 meters across and 2 meters high. Out of like whatever materials we can find here and there, like peels of wood, and yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun. It's good. It's getting like, considering it's summer, there's a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people came back. You can see it on the roads too.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what's going to happen in the next few months regarding this youth link and just the way people are going to react to it within the groups.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a good update. We'll see you we'll see you next week.
Cut.
Yes. A lot.
Say you. Thank you, Renu.
Okay, let's start again. Well, Anjali, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Renu. Yeah, 1 o'clock Friday.
That's all I'm saying. If we've been too long, it'll be late. And then I'm thinking about my grand folks, you see. When I get old, and I'm a merry old soul, will there be a possibility?